The neighborhood was platted back in the 1960s and was acquired by Woodside Homes, which is now putting in large homes as part of the East Canyon Ranches development. The Andersons were the original owners, and the concerns they had then about the highway interchange project had to do with the wetlands drainage into the already platted neighborhood. Summit County Community Development Director Pat Putt says he is not aware of any wetlands concerns from the Army Corps of Engineers, but he says there is definitely a water table problem there.
They do have high groundwater in that area, and my understanding is that many, if not all, of the homes in that area have sump pumps. And depending on which lots we're talking about, some of them are running, depending on the time of the season, a lot, if not 24 hours a day, to deal with that groundwater.
Putt says he thinks people are pumping water out of their crawl spaces into their yards, and it is an ongoing issue for them.
I am not aware of any specific work prior to those homes being built done by the property owner, UDOT, or someone else that has been done somehow affecting the jurisdictional wetlands. I'm happy to look into that. But to date, I haven't been approached, nor do I believe Public Works or Engineering has been approached with that either.
Utah is a dry climate, and the 2018 winter snowpack was well below normal. The East Canyon Ranch properties could face bigger challenges with a bigger water year. Mold is always an issue for the building and the health department. Putt says they would identify mold only during a code inspection done prior to occupancy.
When the homes go through their permitting, making sure that there's adequate ventilation, making sure in those areas that, and again, where they are likely to be prone to groundwater, that they have sufficient systems in place to drain that. Mold is an aspect that is always going to be reviewed on an ongoing basis. We're not doing inspections in those. The health department doesn't go and inspect those on a regular basis, but if there are concerns that are brought to us by property owners, we will do an inspection and investigate, and if necessary, offer some assistance and recommendations on how those could be better addressed.
Putt told KPCW he would look into the wetlands jurisdiction issues and how it might affect the East Canyon Ranch area. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.